Okay, so here's the content. I'm gonna play pieces of it for you so y'all can give me y'all opinion. Okay, now I'm not trying to make fun of this girl. I mean, not somebody once told me that, when they speak to certain people, they don't sound smart. Okay, what does that mean? You have to have a particular voice to sound smart? Because I know a lot of people, they sound intelligent. But they just go and grab a bunch of get their vocabulary off of Google, or they'll look it up and before they have a conversation to sound smart, but it don't mean that they are smart. You can have a master's degree in whatever, but be lacking common sense. I mean, and let's just say that, now I'm not trying to make fun of this girl, I'm not, but she. And it's not her voice. It's the things that she's saying. She's on a podcast, and when you have a strong opinion about something, you need to bring it, honey, especially when you come on a podcast. Not on mine, because I like, well, you can be however you want to be, but I like for everyone to be comfortable, not to feel like, to feel all uptight and feel like I'm gonna roast you or something like that. No, never that. Never, never on mine. But I mean, based on the topic, she had to say more than this. I mean, even I was like, and I'm a woman, and I'm like, listen to this.
Well, I think I bring feminine inspiration to the table. Like Kelly Rowland say, I'm gonna be your motivation. When you
What?
come home, I'm gonna be in lingerie. I'm gonna keep it nice and fresh and waxed for you. I'm gonna cook your food.
Oh
You just gotta bring
shit.
home the
Oh
bacon. That's it. I
shit.
don't ask for a lot.
Okay.
Okay, there's nothing wrong with that. Yes, you should be all of that for your man. Even if you got a 9 to 5 and or you got your own business and you got the kids and you going to school and you got all these things that you gotta do, you still have to keep it fresh for your man, and he has to do the same for you. Okay, nothing wrong with that. Okay.
Okay, hold on.
See, I got CM,
Yeah.
I got you, right?
God damn.
He's
You got your man
interested.
shit.
He interested. Yeah, of course.
That's
It
crazy.
ain't regular. That's what men want,
I want to
though.
know, right?
Who want that?
So,
Chris?
Mr. Organic is a
Okay.
high value guy, right?
Right.
I want to know from your brother, what do you look for in a woman? So you heard all these answers, right? What do you look for?
I mean, yeah, like, of course, most of them is gonna stand on they pretty, they gonna fuck you and all that. Come home, I don't give a fuck about none of that shit, man. Like, we get that dime a dozen. Like, a nigga got bread, nigga. I'm 6'6", 230, I'm smooth. Even without the money, I had every woman I ever wanted. So, like, just cause you're gonna be at my home when I come there cooking, I don't need that shit. You know what I'm
Yes, you
saying?
do.
I never needed it. You know what I'm saying? I need a girl that's gonna understand what I go through. We're gonna keep a motherfucker on top of his toes. It's gonna push him and motivate.
Okay. He does have a point, but yes, you do need a woman to do her part, and you need to do your part. Yeah, you do want that. However, the other stuff that he's saying too that he needs, yes, you need that as well. But I get what he's saying. He just don't need a pretty face. Just, he come home and she's just in lingerie and she can't even bust out a conversation or hold him down or whatever. I do understand what he's saying. And you know what? He's a seasoned man. He probably done had like 50 million women already, and his sausage probably tired. He's probably bored, out there with all these women. You know what I'm saying? He done had a whole bunch of, whatever he needed to get, whether it was 5 million or 3 or 4 or whatever. He's probably, he looked like, he's middle-aged, a little bit older. He's probably done with all of that. So let's see.
Motivate them, you know what I mean? That's also going to come with some ideas, you know what I mean? Give me creative criticism on my grind,
Okay,
you know
that's
what I mean? Also
facts.
add to the table, you know what I mean? Not just trying to grab some food every time it's filled up, you know what I mean? You got to bring something to this table. Like, fucking pussy is over with after a certain time. Like, I could fuck any bitch I ever wanted in my life. I always have. That's not appealing to me no more. You know what I mean? Once you get money and once you was already having that, you got to bring more. Your energy got to be right. Your mind got to be right. That body don't mean nothing after a while. You know what I'm saying? A nigga will fuck anything, man. So, like,
Okay,
you could
but
be the
that's
baddest
true.
bitch in the world. That's fine. Nigga gonna have you, and I'm gonna fuck a bitch, gonna fuck a 2 and a 3. A nigga will do that.
Yeah.
Happens all the time. You know what I'm saying? Jay-Z had Beyonce, he still fucked some other pussy. How can you beat that? Because he would just want some new pussy on his car. So that ain't nothing, man. It's your energy, it's your mind, what you bringing to help me grow. That was gonna help us grow. That what counts.
Yeah, preach, brother. Yeah. Preach.
But absolutely. A bad bitch brings inspiration. Not to
no real nigga that already had that. If you got a fat, lame, rich nigga that need all that, I just want a bad bitch, that nigga, he's a square. Mm-hmm. He's a nobody.
Yeah.
Okay, so how y'all feeling about so far about what he said? You know, everybody's at a certain place in their life. And I feel when you're a certain age, you should be at a certain place in your life. You should be done with all of that BS and playing around and all that shit. And you should want a person that's going to bring value to the relationship. Somebody that's going to have your back. Somebody that's going to have some ideas or have an opinion about what you're doing. What some ideas of what they should do, if you have any, to help out. You feel me? And he's basically saying how, you know, I guess the cookie is, he don't have so much of it. It's, I guess he was saying a pretty face is overrated. I guess that's what he's saying. Can we agree with that? But there's nothing wrong with being a pretty woman. I feel like it's, you need more than that, though. You know, you feel me? I do know a lot of women who are pretty and they do have a degree, and that don't mean shit neither. You need to have a lot of shit, you know what I'm saying, to bring to the table for whomever you want to be with, man, woman, or whatever. But you need to make sure that you do what you need to do and get right within yourself to be right for somebody else. And while you're going through the process, if you find somebody that's willing to help you grow, nothing wrong with that. So let's see what else he has to say. But I don't like her answer. She sound a little...
Yeah, but a nigga that been sufficient his whole life and got every girl he wanted, what is a bad bitch doing for me? That's nothing. We always had that. What you bringing more than just being a bitch? It's a million bad bitches walking this earth. That's the cheapest and most easiest thing to get for a nigga got some money is a bitch and some pussy.
Bam.
How y'all feeling about that? I feel... And there was, I had a conversation with this dude before, not him, but with another dude. And he was saying how he never had a woman who had everything that he needed. Either she was pretty and she was dumb, or she was intelligent, but, you know, he wasn't attracted to her, or she didn't really have her shit together, or he had somebody who was getting their shit together and he was fine with that, but she was crazy and jealous and all kind of other shit. And he was saying that you'll never find a person with, what did he say? I think the percentage he gave me was 80%. And I think that's a lie. I think you can find somebody 80% of what you need. And he was saying how he doesn't know if he would want, at that point in his life, if he would want a female who, I forget how he explained it, but anyway, there's nothing wrong with a woman who is pretty and intelligent and who has her own business, who's taking care of the home. Why can't she do it all? There are a lot of women who prove that they could do it all. You just gotta learn time management. You gotta learn balance, as well as the male. You gotta learn balance. You in a relationship, you in a marriage, you gotta learn how to communicate. You gotta learn how to be there emotionally, physically for your partner, as well as get up in the morning and go to work, as well as groom yourself, as well as you feel me, like. Check up on the kids. Like, you've got just got to learn how to balance. And there is nothing wrong with being a hoe for your man at home, being a homemaker, you know, doing what you got to do at home. Not necessarily if you could afford to be a housewife, but if you're going to be a housewife, we talked about this before, you need to make sure that you on your P's and Q's too. You know, it is a job. It is a job. Being a housewife, I know some, and people think that, oh, you're staying at home, you ain't doing anything. That's bullshit. Time goes by really quick. Especially if you going to school, didn't get a kiss, didn't get a home, blah, blah, blah. And then when your man come home, taking your man. It's just like having a bunch of jobs too. So it's all about balance and time management. But my homegirl was like, oh, you know, I'm too tired to be a hoe for my man at home and working and all that. Well, you gonna have to. You got to. If that's what he want, whatever he likes, and you know, you okay with whatever he likes, and there's nothing that's, you know, that's too much for you, gotta satisfy your man. You could be a hoe for your man at home and study after and cook for the kids and for yourself and balance out the bills, and y'all can like take turns and cooking or whatever y'all gotta do. You just gotta balance it out. I don't see nothing wrong with that. Nope.
Go to, like I said, you go to Brazil right now, it's gonna be a 10,000 bad bitch you ever seen in your life. You give them bitches $1 and a coffee, and that bitch gonna lick your feet, man. That ain't work. That's worthless to a real nigga, man.
Right.
You gotta be a.
Then I heard a high conversation with a guy, and he said he had a conversation with his boys saying that most of the time if you see a bad bitch, she's lacking a lot of things. That's not true. It's just not. I mean, maybe for some, but I have a lot of friends who, I mean, it all depends. It's all in the eye of the beholder, because a lot of y'all men out here talking about, oh, she a bad bitch, and then I'm like, show me a picture. And I'm like, ugh. You know, but that's what I see. And a whole lot of other people see too. But anyway, you know, you can have a bad bitch at home and she have the other qualities that you need. And according to some brothers, they're like, you'll never find a woman like that. Well, guess what? You're talking too much. Let me stop. We all go through our phases. But it's up to you on what you choose to stay with and what you choose to, who you choose to communicate with and what you choose to do. And if you're not getting what you need, then you gotta go. I'm sorry. Just point blank, period.
Fat, slow brain, regular ass nigga that finally got some money to be imposed, and I got a bad bitch. Like, come on, man. Like, that's a different type of breed of human that get they rocks off to that. You know what I'm saying? And I get it. Y'all get your money now. Go get all them niggas. But a nigga like me, that shit is like, it's nothing. You know what I mean? Our energies got to be connected. You know what I'm saying? We gotta grow together. That's the most important.
Yes, that is the most important thing. Your energies got to be connect. You got to have that connection. You got to have somebody that you can grow with. Somebody that ain't going to give you no problems. Somebody that you could talk to and, you know, somebody that you can mesh with. Not your enemy. You know what I'm saying? Your partner becomes your enemy and you don't know how to talk to the person. You don't know if they're going to bug out or be nice to you on Monday and bug out on Friday, or they nice to you for 2 months and then they bugging out about something, or they something comes up and you're like, damn, I'm wasting my time with this. You know what I'm saying? Like, I do feel what he's saying, though. Maybe he's tired. Maybe he finally won't settle down. I don't know.
So you'll take a basic bitch that is somebody that you want to talk to over a bad bitch that will inspire you.
So you consider it?
So I don't know what the hell she was talking about. What's a basic bitch to you? Somebody you could talk to over somebody what?
Self a bad bitch?
No. Yeah, I do, actually.
So you above basic. Well, you don't work. You have no attributes to the table here. Like, what
I
are
do
we talking
have
about?
Attributes. I inspire my men.
How? You don't got no job. You got, what's your
I'm sorry. That's all she came up with? I inspire my men? So if you're going to say you inspire your men, which is nothing wrong with inspiring your man, but how are you inspiring your man? She didn't explain that. She didn't have no answer. She just throwing out stuff.
Listen, but you have to realize that when men make it to a certain level,
right,
they're not checking for a woman's education.
They're not.
When you're making millions of dollars, you don't care.
But she got a point, because you have education and you could still be dumb. I'm sorry. There's some people who are book smart, but common sense, nah, because I know some. But however, there are some people who are highly intelligent and they do have education. I mean, it all depends. But you do need to be able to have a conversation with who you're with, a civil conversation, and somebody that you can have an intelligent conversation with, you know, where you understand each other, where you can, you know what I'm saying?
care about a woman's education.
Yes, you do.
Talk to plenty of rich men.
I do. I'm a rich man. I got an estate in Malibu. Okay, two
estate?
Acres. Yes.
Oh, I would like to see the paperwork.
Okay, we can show you paperwork.
Go ahead and show me the title.
We're going to show a paperwork to somebody that got no paper. That would make no sense.
Show me, pull up that deed.
You don't even know what a deed is. What deed do you got? You got a little residue underneath your nose. He's certified, but I get what you're saying. I get what you're saying. Fucking with loser fat old niggas got money. I get it. Negative.
But when you reach a certain level, you don't care if that girl works as a bottle girl. You don't care if this girl has a job. Like, you don't care.
When you reach a certain level, you don't care if a girl is a bottle girl or have a job or have. I don't know no dudes like that. All the dudes that I know, they want women with goals. So, and a brain. So I don't know.
You already made it to a certain level.
It ain't about just want to suck the dick all the time.
The energy needs to be met.
It's bigger than just saying
because she doesn't have a job or work, she can't match your energy.
It don't matter. I'm talking about you personally on the
education. But you don't know me personally.
I can tell you ain't got no brain.
Honey, I worked in corporate finance.
So why are you not employed now?
Because I don't want to.
I'm sure if he found a woman that could match his energy, I'm sure he could work something out, but you could also have somebody to match your energy, and they might not be that smart. You know what I'm saying? So he's got a right to feel the way that he feels, but I don't know what she's talking about. To me, she don't got any valid points. I mean, I kind of get what she's trying to say, but for the most part, no. What y'all think?
Be.
So you want to be a slave to a man with some money?
I want to be an inspiration with someone with some money.
Well, how are you going to inspire him? Please explain that.
Baby, I just told you. Obviously, you weren't listening.
I'm listening quite fine. So you coming along?
Yeah,
no, you wasn't listening,
Okay, I got you. I want to listen.
She wasn't saying nothing. So what's she talking about? Baby, you weren't listening. Where you weren't saying nothing. You want to be inspiration. How? What are you talking about? I'm sorry. She sound dumb to me. I'm so sorry. I hate to say that. Y'all can come for me. I'm sorry. But are you a high value man? And what do you want? And how do you feel about this interview on this other podcast? I mean, let me tell y'all something. I know we had a rough year and a half, and there's a like speaking about Kevin Samuels, I mean, he's like, I got money, I don't need to have this podcast, I don't need to have this or that or whatever. But you surely jumped on having one, and he's very smart, because you know what, he ain't dumb, but he had an idea that if he sounded like he was dumb, if he started acting like he was dumb and saying shit that's not good, and start controversy, men against women. That's what it sounds like. If you listen to his podcast, it's like he'll say something really educational. He'll say some facts, some historical facts, and then he'll say something dumb, and then he'll say something like he's pitting men against women, and then he'll go and he'll try to say something nice on top of that. Well, that's not what I meant, but this and that. Like, he think it's for fun. And some of the stuff he says is like, no, bro. And he knows what he's doing, because that makes a great podcast, great conversation. And he knows that if he says something that's going to be out of pocket, it's going to make people angry, and then you're going to have more shows on top of that. So then you can't help but to be like, let me hear what this dumbass got to say. You know what I'm saying? I don't mean to call him a dumbass, but you know what I'm saying? It's, you know, we just trying to be real here. So when you go on these shows, okay, and you know what the topic's going to be about, you need to be able to have a conversation and back your shit up and be strong and just come with it. Besides, honey, baby, I want to be inspiration. You're not listening. Don't you want a bad bitch? That's all you got to say. That's all I got out of that. Oh my God. And that's another thing. A lot of men are out here who make it seem like it's okay and that this is how women should be. Oh, you need to wear these tight clothes and you need to be pretty and that's good enough for you. No. If that's all you want and you just want to F, I mean, why make her your girl? Why make her, you know what I'm saying? Why do other things with her? But why would you just want that? Especially the men I know. You're at a certain age. You know what I'm, you feel me? It's like, you're not a teenager no more. You're not young no more. I mean, you should be done with all of that. You should be ready to, you feel me? Find somebody that like he said, can match your energy, come with some ideas. You know, y'all could work together as a team and get something going. You feel me? And there are women like that who happen to be bad bitches and who happen to have goals and have their own shit. I don't see anything wrong with a woman who can, you know, do most of the shit that you need. Why does it have to be one or the other? And a lot of men out here, they, oh, I got me a bad bitch. I got me. Okay. And what else? You feel me? I'm not saying, you know, because there's some people out there. I'm not saying you have to have a master's in this and that, you know, some people don't get a chance to go to college or whatever. And it's, you know, whenever you get the chance, it's never too late. But I mean, you need to do your research. You need to have a good head on your shoulder. I mean, according to my brother, some people just don't got that. Well, you know what? Whatever you're lacking, you need to make up in other areas. That's how I feel about it. And if you can't do that, then it's going to be hard for you to find somebody. I mean, but there's somebody for everybody. But I mean, somebody that matches whatever you got, you know, but can't be mixing and matching with people that don't, you know, match your energy or it's not, you know, you don't mesh with the person. You don't have no connection. It's like so many, you know what I'm saying? That's what happens. We waste years of our lives with somebody that, you know, oh, because he handsome or he got good D. That's it. No, it's got to be more than that. Or, oh, she's a bad bitch and she's good and bad. But what else? What else? Can't be just that. So I agree when it comes to that. So hit me up and let me know how y'all feel about this conversation. We're going to have some trending news that I'm going to talk about. Oh my Lord, I don't want to talk about the Knicks. Y'all have to give it up to the Knicks though. They really brought it this season. But that game, woo, that game last night against the Hawks, woo, Lord, it was so intense. I was sitting at the edge of my seat. I was like, oh my God, it's a possibility that they gonna win this game. And then halftime. Right after halftime, it was like it just went downhill. I mean, you got to give him a Spike Lee almost left. Like the last, I think the last 2 minutes of the fourth quarter, he almost left, but he came back. But you know what? Y'all got to give them a standing ovation because they really brought it. They really did. I mean, they had in the playoffs, but. So, I know I wanted to talk to y'all about something. Of course I did. Quartz. Oh, so y'all gonna watch that Floyd Mayweather fight? There's two things that I like, and I'm gonna tell y'all in a minute. Y'all gonna watch that Floyd Mayweather fight? Logan Paul, right? I think it's Saturday at 8. There's two things that I like. Basketball. Well, that's not the only two things, but sports-wise. Basketball and boxing. I love it. So, excuse me, y'all. I got distracted for a minute. Because I got to stop over here for a second. But, that's going to be interesting. How many of y'all going to watch it? It's going to be good. It's going to be really good. Did y'all see, Something come across my feed. It said that they may have to. Let me just pull it up so that way y'all could know exactly what I'm talking about, because I don't want to be making up stuff. So they are saying that airlines could soon start weighing passengers before flights. And if a passenger declines to participate, the airline is advised to select another traveler at random, according to the guidance. Ain't that some bullish? Telling you. Did y'all hear about the California woman who says she accidentally destroyed 26 million lottery tickets in the washing machine? I want to tell nobody that. No, ma'am. No, ma'am. Amazon is offering $50,000 for info on nooses found at Connecticut warehouse. What? I can't. I just can't. Can't talk about that. I just. Of course, y'all heard about Ahmaud Arbery's accused killer, Greg McMichael, I think. He called killing Ahmaud Arbery a good deed during a jail phone call. I believe it was to his brother. I believe it was. Ain't that a damn shame? I can't. There's a Texas woman. She woke up to her ceiling fan splattering blood all over her. Can you imagine? You're in the bed and you wake up and it's like blood pouring on you from the fan. I would bug the F out. Oh my God. Well, what had happened was there was someone that was living, they were deceased. They had died. They were living above her apartment. And it was about 4 a.m. when she woke up and it was liquid dripping on her. She realized it was blood. Then it just seeped through her ceiling and it splashed all around her room, on her body, in her bed, and it started smelling bad. And someone called 911 and they busted down the door that was above her and they found her deceased neighbor. He died of natural causes. He had been there for a week. Let me tell y'all something. That smell, let me tell you, when I lived in Boston, I lived in this apartment complex, and I went to go do the laundry, and I'm like, something smells terrible. It was such a rancid, I can't describe the smell, but it was so bad. Like, my stomach was, I couldn't eat for like days because of that smell. And it was like, see, the scent was seeping through like my apartment. And then I asked the neighbor, I'm like, and I knocked on the neighbor to the left, nobody answered. So I knocked on the neighbor to the right, and she's like, yeah, I've been smelling that for weeks. I don't know what it is. And do you know, after a week, I heard a bunch of noise, like cops coming in or banging down somebody's door. And it was my neighbor to the left. He was dead. He had been dead for a week. I think he had a heart attack, and he tried to reach, he got as far as to the door, trying to grab the doorknob, and he was behind the door. That was so sad. But that smell, that dead body, oh my goodness. Been there for like how many days? I can only, ma'am, that was terrible. And then the blood just dripping down on you. I don't blame her. She's trying to sue or something. I don't know what she's trying to do, but I would be done. That's it. I would just be done. She's suing for damage. She should. That's crazy. Found a nice meme. When a woman has a good man, it's easily seen on her face, and that is facts. Yes, ma'am. Yes, sir. I got something else for y'all that I wanted to see if y'all, did y'all hear about this? A Florida man allegedly stabbed a woman who wouldn't have sex with him, calls her a $100 whore. allegedly stabbed both her and her boyfriend. He offered to pay her $5,000 for sex, and she declined. Then he just allegedly stabbed both her and her boyfriend. He was arrested, though, 55 years old. This is in Florida. What's going on in Florida? He had allegedly been harassing the victim for months, including offering money for sex, but he showed up at where she was hanging out with her and her boyfriend and friends. That's what the police said. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It was a heated argument. He called the woman a $100 whore when the woman got between him and her boyfriend. He said, "I have a knife. I will cut you." The hell? I mean, what they got going on in Florida? Because here in New York, I ain't trying to say nothing. I ain't trying to give y'all no information. But I'm just saying, there's people that do it for less than that around these parts. So that's what I heard. No. And I'm sure everywhere else too. But damn. It's come to that? Damn. Have you heard of this? Parents and students are angry after 80-year book photos of female students were altered to mask cleavage. Opening the yearbook, people were opening the yearbook for the first time, and then they noticed that something wasn't normal, and then they saw how the pictures were altered. That's disgusting. That's sad. Raise your hand if you care. Erica Mena and Safari. Y'all know Safari. Nicki Minaj's ex. She's been with him for, well, she was with him for like, what, 15 years? They broke up. Then he was on Love & Hip Hop. Erica Mena, she'd been on Love & Hip Hop. But they had got married. You remember y'all saw the wedding on TV? They had a baby. They're divorcing after less than 2 years. I knew that was going to happen. Safari seemed like he wear his heart on his sleeve. And ain't nothing wrong with that. Because usually, you know, a woman should want a man like that. Wear his heart on his sleeve. Because it's hard to get a man like that. Usually men don't, you know, some men, let me put it that way. They don't even show emotions. They don't even know how to use their emotions or control them or talk about them. So, Oh, did I say it on the last episode? Did y'all hear that J. Cole album? Before I get into that, he was also playing for Africa League, but he's done with that. But y'all know he's really good at basketball. But that J. Cole... Woo, that J. Cole album, let me tell you, it is amazing. I mean, I don't know if y'all are music heads like me, but you know how you get that really, like, it doesn't take a lot. Like, not a simple woman, mean, like, you know, mentally, but I mean, like, it doesn't take much to satisfy me. It doesn't take much to, you know, turn in what you got. I don't ask for a lot, you know. I don't need a Mercedes, Bugatti, you know, all these, you know, brand name stuff. And you need to get me this and that. And, you know, just little things make me happy, but... Music definitely makes me happy. Music and basketball, especially growing up, and my mother, really kept me balanced. But I'm such a music head. Sometimes I could be a little bit of a tomboy. It all depends, but I'm a woman all day. You know, I'm a mixture of things. So, you know, that sets for a good woman, right? So, I am such a music head. When I hear good music and a good album where you don't have to keep, like, well, now, you know, you're streaming music, you're downloading albums, but when you, like, I'm going to go to the next track. No, that's all right. Now, I did not have to do that at all. That's called the off season. Now, there are, however... I was going to play a little bit of it for you, but nah, decide not to. Y'all have to do it on your own. Of course, I pay a subscription and I get the new albums and stuff. I ain't gonna do that because if I put the music in my episode, some music company gonna, you know, try to come for me. Like, I'm trying to steal somebody's music. And being a DJ, it don't mean ish because you're not a celebrity DJ. But that's okay. I'm not going to put the music in there. But just download it. Really good album. The Off Season. The intros were good. Second, third songs are good. Most of the songs are just great. I mean, he really did a good job. Applying Pressure is one of my favorite songs. Punching the Clock, 100 Mil, My Life, Climb Back, all of them. No, it's just really good. But I'm gonna let y'all stream that. Really, really good. But yeah, he's finished with his stint. His Africa League basketball stint, so that's good. He's on the way back home. Y'all, let me tell y'all, New York is officially opening up outside. Officially, 100% in July. I mean, we've already, I think now we're at 75%, 65%. Yeah, I know we one of the last ones open, but you know, our governor trying to be careful because of the, you know, sister corona. So, and we thank him for that. I mean, he's going through some things now, but I think it's all set up, you know. I really do. Because you got businesses who are like, they're just, you know, I get it. You have a business, you lost money during the pandemic. You know, everybody went through it for the year and a half. I get it. But I feel your health, if you ain't healthy and you sick, you can't run a business. You can't do what you need to do. So he was just trying to be careful, you know, and it worked. A lot of the states praised our governor. So, you know, listen, stop asking people if they got, damn it, vaccinated. It's nobody's business. That's just, to me, now, at this point, it's like asking somebody if they ever had an STD. If they got a husband, if they got a boyfriend, if they effed last night, you know, if they had a date the other day. You know, it's a personal choice, and I feel like it's a personal question. Because now you got people asking, and they're judging you what if you took it or what if you did take it, if you didn't take it. It's none of your business. It's none of your business. You know, and then you got people arguing, well, it doesn't have this in it or that in it. Did you make the damn vaccine? I mean, do you even know what's in the shit that we use that you buy at CVS or the grocery store? Have you ever read the ingredients on a product? You don't even know half the shit that's in there. It's 10 letters long of words that's on there that you don't even know what it is. Even if it got salt in it, they not using the word salt. So, I mean, how many of y'all looking up the stuff on the ingredients when you buy something? Are you Googling every name that's on there under the ingredients? No. So how do you know if it's good for you or not? How do you know that you're not eating chemicals? You don't know. You just know that it's normal procedure for you to buy a bag of corn because you think it's healthy. You don't know if it's pesticides or some rat pee on it. You don't know what's on it. So stop judging people whether they took the vaccine or not. Or if they're still confused about it and they may have to take it later or may not take it at all. You know, you have some people who said they had the virus and they cured themselves with natural ingredients. Then you got some people say that don't work. You got some people to say they got sick from the vaccine. You got some people to say that they didn't. So it's all up to the individual. So mind your business, okay? There was a mom who was charged after faking her daughter. She's Caucasian and she adopted. I'm not sure if she was from Africa. I think they said she adopted her from Africa, I think. But she faked her daughter's disease and was forcing her to take medical treatments. And they found out, social service got involved, and she in trouble. I mean, you know what? I was going to say something, but that don't necessarily mean anything. You know, when you allow people to adopt children, I feel like the procedures that they take is not thorough enough. But you know what? A person can seem like they on their P's and Q's and they got everything together and they're financially okay. And mentally they may not be. So you don't know. So that's kind of sad. Not kind of, that is sad. I didn't mean to say kind of, that is sad. Did y'all hear about that pilot? Southwest Airlines pilot. And we haven't spoken in a couple of weeks besides me posting that on the 26th. I had the last episode. Besides me posting that, we haven't spoken in before that for a few weeks. So I'm just now catching up. If y'all didn't hear about it, so that's why I'm, you know, going over it with y'all with it to see if y'all heard about it or not. And if you haven't, we gonna talk about it. There was an ex Southwest pilot who was sentenced for watching pornography, pornos, aka exposing genitals on flight. He's been sentenced to 1 year probation after watching porn, on a flight and exposing his genital tools to an officer. He apologized in front of the judge. Yep. He has to pay a $5,000 fine. He said it started out as a consensual prank. Yeah, right. Between him and the other pilot, he never imagined it would turn into this in 1,000 years. Yeah, okay. The incident occurred on a flight from, I think, Philadelphia to Orlando. I think it was on August 10th. And when the plane reached cruising altitude, he got out of the pilot seat and did what he needed to do, watching porn on a laptop in the cockpit. And as the plane continued its flight, he engaged in appropriate conduct in the cockpit as the first officer continued to perform her duties as an assigned air crew member. That's what they said. Yep. The judge wasn't having it. He was like, bruh, you had a duty to do, and that was irresponsible. Okay? That kind of behavior we cannot accept. So, goodbye. He retired shortly after the incident, of course. That was dumb. I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. You know, no, sir. So this is the type of person that I feel that you need. They should be hardworking and loyal in all that they do and be working towards their future. And you need to ask these questions. What does a person want from life? You know, their goals should be honorable and solid, not dreams based on a whim. They should have a future and a purpose for their life, and in all things, glorify God. Mm-hmm. Yep. The man you are with should know who you are down to the core of your soul, or at least work hard to getting to know you. But he should know what to expect from you. He should strive to protect and lead you, but also know what to ask of you. If he doesn't know what he needs from you, how are you to grow in love and affection for each other? I got that from somewhere, but I say it in a different way, but I want to say it in that way so y'all, you know, can get it. So how was y'all's, how was your weekend? What'd y'all do? Did you have fun? Did you work? You know, I just want to know. I'm interested. Baby, I just want to be inspirational. Let me stop. I'm sorry. Woo, that's all she had, honey. You gotta come with more than that. They won't want me on any of them shows when they talking about high value men and what men and women want, because they would have a good time with me. We'd be on there for 6, 8, 12 hours. They wouldn't be able to break me, honey. They would. You know how I don't think a lot of people watch a lot of Tyler Perry movies, because my brother says a lot of women watch them. But I know men who watch Tyler Perry movies too. I forget which one it was when Madea's at the end and she was talking to what's that doctor's name? Anyway, at the end when he was like, why are you being so angry? She was like, why are you being so angry? He's like, I'm not being angry. She's like, I'm not being angry. See, that's me. I do it on purpose, getting somebody nervous, especially when they being dumb or they just being like crazy or aggressive or they trying to be rude or something. I know how to do that. But but I know how to have a civil conversation, an interesting conversation. And you gotta understand that you're not gonna always agree when you go on shows like that, but you can agree to disagree. But everybody has to respect each other's opinion, and you can't be rude and insult people and stuff like that. But if you wanna come with that energy, then you gonna get it back. That's all I'm saying. But you got to come. Yeah, you got to bring it. You can't just be going on the show acting like an airhead. I'm sorry. I am not trying. I'm really not. I'm trying to, like, hold back and not. I don't want to be calling nobody names because I just got finished saying that you shouldn't be insulting people. But, I mean, sometimes it is what it is. You got to, you know. I can't hold back from being honest. You just. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to say that about her. But tell me what y'all think. And you could be honest. And I won't come for you if you say something about how you felt, how the girl answered, or how she was acting. Trust me, all my brothers know I don't get offended that easily. You can say whatever you want to say. It's you being honest, your truth, as long as you're not, you know, just being rude to be an asshole. I mean, you know what I mean? So, one last thing. Tell me how y'all feel about someone hiring a pole dancer, a stripper, basically. I try to be nice in saying it. A stripper at a wedding or a funeral. Don't y'all think that's inappropriate? I mean, to each his own, that's what you want to do, but not at my wedding or my funeral. I would not want that, but people do some strange things for change. I mean, I've seen funerals where, just look it up. There were a lot in California where they have the body sitting up and like a, with like a crown on. With a blunt, with their fingers in a position and with their legs crossed. And that's kind of strange. Drive up weddings or something, I think they have. Is it Vegas or California? Oh, that's a little creepy, but I know I heard of that. But and that's not on the same level. But to have a stripper on a pole at a wedding. I mean, shit, might as well get the, the bride or the bridesmaids or something just to have fun. Do something. I mean, no. And at somebody's funeral, yeah, they have that. I saw it. They had, I believe it was in China, it was a wedding. I'm gonna look it up for y'all real quick. It was, somebody had hired her. Let me find it really quick, because I was looking for it earlier and I couldn't find it. But yeah, I mean, how y'all feel about that? That's crazy. I'm going to look it up really quick for y'all, as fast as I can, because I'm about to end this episode. And I'm going to find it for y'all, because y'all ain't going to believe me. Oh, I got another story to tell y'all, though. A couple more. I forgot about that. Yep, those are the stories I can tell y'all about. Another thing too, they're saying STDs, they're at an all-time high. That's what the CDC says. But CDC says a lot of things, but that's what they're saying. I'm gonna need y'all to like wrap it up. I mean, I know a lot of places have been open and we just opened it, but y'all out here being loose out here in these streets, honey. No, that is a no. Oh, this was cute. This is cute. I wanted to tell y'all. And somebody posted this. A part of love is being in service to your partner. Understanding their wants, needs, and emotions allows for you to give to them in a way they can receive and reciprocate. Brag on your bae. Mm-hmm. Ain't that sweet? That is so sweet. Find it. I'm going to find this. I'm determined to find this because I know I have it somewhere about that stripper at a wedding. Find it. It's been so hot here in New York lately, and then 4 days later, it's like chilly. I'm like, what the hell is going on? Okay, I'm gonna find it for y'all. Hold up. Wait a minute. I'm gonna find it for y'all. I really am. Where is it? Okay, hold on. I think I got it. Okay, here it is. So, Chinese social media horrified after video emerges of pole dance at a wedding, given rural funerals are where dancers occasionally perform. Pole dancers are commonly hired for car shows and sometimes funerals in remote areas, but an appearance at a wedding has generated controversy. One wedding planner said the idea was vulgar and that he would never organize a pole dance for a wedding. So, a revealing pole dance at a wedding reception in China has left guests stunned and drawn widespread criticism after a video emerged of the racy routine on Chinese social media. Pole dancing has become widely accepted on the mainland, with dancers invited to perform at events like car shows to boost attendance, but pole dancing at weddings remains taboo. It was on TikTok. I mean, car shows, all right. Birthday parties, all right. Wedding, no. I mean, unless the bride is a stripper and her friends is, you know, performing. I don't know. I'm just saying, you know, to each his own. But no, ma'am, I don't like that. No. Okay. Two more things I want to tell y'all, and I'm gonna go because this is longer than what I really originally wanted to make it. But I love talking to y'all. I do this once a week now for y'all, but I need to give y'all, did you know, I had to give you my did you knows, because maybe you haven't seen these things, and I just wanted to see if y'all heard about these things. So told y'all about the STDs, all-time high. Told you, y'all need to stop. Oh, y'all, that goes with y'all out here dating. The dating scene. A man steals $200 and shoves a woman to a floor in a Brooklyn dating app meetup goes wrong. So he met up with her. It was a Brooklyn dating app. He met up with her. Stole $200 from her and shoves her to the floor. You got to be shitting me. I'd be celibate. I won't be dating no more. I just pray to God and ask for my king, for him to send me my king whenever he needs to send him, because I can't be dealing with that. That's what we doing out here in these streets? No, sir. No. Oh, here's the last thing. Chinese authorities seize over 7,200 human penises on a cargo ship from Nigeria. I'm done. What has the world come to? And that is it. I'm done. I'm weak. You've just tuned in to DJ Lala. DJ Lala and the fam. Straight with no chaser. Music, life, and all that other good-ish. And I hope y'all have a great weekend. I hope you have a great day. I just wanted to tap in for this week, catch up with y'all. Oh, and we didn't talk about the verses, the SWV and Escape verses, but I know a lot of people talked about how Coco, and I forgive me, Lord, but I did assume myself, because she looked a little like, now I want to be here. And that goes to say, you never know what's going on, people. She did have like a facial expression, like something was bothering her, or she didn't want to be there. But what had happened was, she said afterwards in her hotel, she had saw, I think, someone who got shot, fell out a window or something like that. Her hotel, she was so distraught. She went through, it was terrible. But I didn't know that. I don't think anybody knew that, but that's why she had that facial expression. So she calmed down. You know, in the beginning she didn't, but you know, she finally got comfortable, and she, you know, they did a good job. So who do you think had this battle? I mean, of course it's not like a battle, but it's like a celebration. I think they both did a good job. Escape was singing, and they performed too. SWV in the beginning, it was a little like, you know, a little lax, but they kind of like started kicking up their feet and getting into it. They had, you know, they had the tunes. Both of them did. So anyway, hope you have a great weekend. Hit me up. Let me know how you feel about everything. And again, let me know how you feel. And trust me, nobody gonna be offended. You feel how you feel. You know, I'm gonna talk. talk about that interview I played for y'all, little snippets, and about the trends and news, and about my did you hear about? And we can discuss, and I'll talk to y'all next week. Hope you have a great weekend. I'm gonna give my shout out to DJ Junes, the hottest DJ in the New York metro area. He's also on Caribbean Hits Radio on Saturdays. There's four DJs on there, between 3 to midnight, Caribbean Hits Radio. Download the app. He also has a lot of videos and music on SoundCloud and YouTube and on Facebook at DJ Junes Entertainment. Shout out to DJ, what was that? That scared me. DJ X-Ray D in North Carolina. DJ K Solo in the DMV area. DJ Mike Kane in the Boston area. He also he also does photography. And he prints apparel. And let me just give you the plug really quick for Mike. He is Mike_image78. And he does a good job. And he's been a DJ for a long time too. I think DJ June's been a DJ a little bit longer. But he is very qualified professionally. He's dope too. So check him out. He's in Boston. Shout out to L&L Catering All Events. Shout out to Halima at Delightful Desserts. Shout out to Devin Michael Porter. He has an apparel line out called Action Words, and he's on this on a health kick. You know, trying to be healthy, trying to, you know, he has this healthy organic line coming out. So he's also on IG. Shout out to all my homegirls and my brothers who check up on me every day. Talia, Jazz, Ann, Carol, Patricia, Miss Riri, Miranda, my homeboy E, protecting and serving the New York metro area, my homeboy Jamie B in the DMV, my cuz O. Also, if you could check out Harvey Champagne, he has new music out on iTunes. What else? Oh, MyAsiasFaith.com. That's coming soon. You could check that out. Gonna give y'all some more plugs for you to check out pretty soon. Who else? I don't know, I'm missing somebody. Shout out to Talia. Shout out to who else? Shout out to Ari. Shout out to Mike. Shout out to Glenn, France. I know there's a lot of people I'm missing, but you know what? Thank y'all for listening. I really appreciate y'all. I really do. This broadcasting thing in school is like kicking my butt. But you know what? It is what it is. Got to be done along with my other side jobs, some side gigs. But you know what? Hope y'all have a great day. Stay inspired. Stay motivated. Be happy. Be safe. Please keep your mask on. Even if you were vaccinated, because nobody can tell if you vaccinated or not. You know, just safety measures, okay? Hope y'all have a great weekend. Just be safe. Talk to y'all soon. I appreciate the support. Hit me up. Let me know how you feel about the episode, and I'll talk to y'all soon. Have a great day. You've just tuned in to DJ Lala, your Southern New Yorker. Have a great day. Talk to you soon. Love, live, and laugh.